Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we want to say good morning to our good friend and co-worker, Carolyn Malazzi, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, guys.
And you have a very exciting trip in front of you. Now, quickly, Carolyn, behind the scenes here, if you've ever been to Deck the Hall Ball, you went to Mix Fest, you came to a Mix Lounge, the Beach House, Carolyn is the person behind the scenes, making sure everybody has a good time, from the artist to, you know, the listeners, to making sure we don't screw it up with advertisers.
Which happens often.
Making sure we don't screw up is a job in and of itself.
It's 100% the best part of my day.
How long have we worked together?
13 years.
Wow. You've seen it all when it comes to the artists and everything.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
All the
we have a lot of stories.
One day you'll write a book?
Netflix documentary is coming.
Wait till we're all fired to do that.
There'll be a lot of NDAs.
So Carolyn has a group of young ladies here with us this morning in the Good Vibe Tribe who are getting ready to head off on the trip of a lifetime. Stella, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How old are you, Stella?
I'm 12.
Okay. We also have Ashlyn. Good morning, Ashlyn.
Hi. Good morning.
How old are you?
12.
Also 12. I'm noticing a theme here, Dan. Sophia, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Don't stop me. 12.
13.
Oh, she okey-doke.
We set ourselves up for that.
Carolyn, this is which cheerleading group?
So this is Tewksbury Redmond 14U cheer team. They just won first place at regionals at Mohegan Sun.
Hey, let's go.
Yes, they were amazing. And so this means we are on a trip to Orlando, Florida for them to compete in nationals.
And you're leaving today.
We had to stop here on the way to the airport. We are leaving you guys. We are heading for our JetBlue terminal.
Oh, it kind of works out. Snowstorm coming to town and you're headed to Florida?
Yeah, so if you guys can shovel off our cars when we're
we'll
gone, that,
that
would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Is that why you guys don't look tired this morning? A trip to Florida wakes you up?
And being a parent of a cheerleader, you know, one of my daughters, Kristen, did this as well. And it's awesome. It's incredible. The athletic prowess of these young ladies is just unmatched. But it also becomes a really big time commitment and a really big money commitment. You're like, oh, wow, you won local. That's great. Oh, we're going to sectionals. Oh, you won sectionals. We're going to regionals. Great. Oh, we're going to Orlando.
Yeah.
Right after Thanksgiving.
3 weeks before Christmas? Are you joking?
It's fine.
What are we doing?
We better start canning outside of the liquor store, raise some money.
Listen, I have stood outside grocery stores. I am not going to say them all. I have been on street corners asking for money. That's what I've been doing on the side.
So how can we help you guys fundraise? What are you doing?
Okay, well, we the fundraising is over, and I want to say thank you to everyone that supported the team, especially our boss, Mike Thomas, who, can you believe, he won second place in the raffle. $1,250. So thanks, Mike.
He did. That's like our boss, Sal's boss.
Yes, the big boss.
The big boss wins all the money.
Good for him. He needs the money.
I was like, is that my Christmas bonus? Can I keep it? Because it's cash. And I'm like, oh, I totally want this for the trip.
Now, Stella.
Yes.
What do you think about going to Florida? There's going to be a lot of tough competition down there. You're facing all the other cheer teams in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of competition, but.
Ashlyn, what makes your team so good?
I feel like every time we do a routine, we practice it, we redo it, we make more changes, and I think we'll have a good shot.
Sophia, what is your favorite thing about competing with these girls?
like confidence in everyone.
Mm-hmm. What we want to do is they have put together a cheer for us,
they
apparently.
Have. It's a custom cheer. It's one of one. Okay. No, but not everybody's doing this cheer.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I don't know if we're going to see it done at Nationals.
No, that's the way we like to
I think
do
you
it.
Should close with it.
All right. Whenever you ladies are ready, again, Tewksbury, this is 14U getting ready to head off to Orlando. What's the name of the competition they're going to?
I don't know. I just know it costs a lot of money and we got to get to the airport.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just know you're holding us up.
I'm sorry. All right, whatever.
Wait, can I say one last thing?
Yeah.
I just want to say a thank you to our incredible Tewksbury cheerleading and football teams. Sheila, Leslie specifically, and Mandy Grant, they run an incredible program. And also our football team is going to the Super Bowl at Gillette. So,
oh, wow. That's
yes,
so cool.
Big year for Tewksbury.
Yes.
Okay, whenever you ladies are ready, take it away. Okay. The floor is yours.
Ready, let's go.
Hey Carson, hey Kennedy, hey producer Dan. We're the Redmen and we've got a plan. Headed to Florida, Nationals bound. Tewksbury Spirit, hear that sound. Red, white, let's ignite. Mix 104.1, let's cheer all night. Go Redmen.
Hey! Great job. Well, you are all officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you guys think you could be the bass if I was the flyer?
Yes.
You guys could catch me?
You'll be a great flyer.
Have you seen Dan? Are your eyes open?
I have a flyer heart, if not figure. Energy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah.
Well, the Brian Walsh trial just dropped its plot twist. We all knew it was coming, and it is a doozy. So the murder trial of Brian Walsh kicked off in Dedham, and his defense came out swinging with a brand new storyline. Yes, he moved the body, but he didn't kill her.
Which is crazy.
According to his lawyer, Brian says his wife, Anna Walsh, died suddenly and naturally in their bed after New Year's, and he only panicked because he thought no one would believe him. And honestly, after your Google history says best ways to dispose of body parts, yeah, people might have questions. Prosecutors say absolutely not. This was premeditated murder fueled by a failing marriage, financial problems, a $1 million life insurance policy, and some truly horrifying internet searches, including, and these are just hard to even hear, and I feel so bad for her and her family. Can you throw away body parts? How to clean DNA off a knife? Best way to dispose of body parts after a murder?
I mean, the internet saves all of your searches. People know that, right?
They're going for first-degree murder, even without a recovered body, just bloody clothes, a hacksaw, and a kind of timeline that's going to be a Dateline story at some point down the road, obviously.
This man should be in prison for the rest of his life. This feels like a very open and shut case.
Well,
unless there's going to be an epic fumble of sorts here.
The case is drawing massive attention because it's happening in the same courthouse as the Karen Reed Circus, same DA's office, same lead investigators whose text messages already caused drama in the Reed trials. And yes, some of those same state troopers are being called to the stand. Brian himself clutched a rosary in court and may even testify, with his lawyer promising Brian Walsh will tell you what happened. Testimony obviously underway again, including police interviews for the first few days that she was reported missing. Interviews where Brian talks a lot until they ask him for his phone.
Thoughts?
I think I don't need to have any thoughts. I think
okay. That
story speaks for itself. Katy Perry just won a mansion lawsuit, and the ending is way messier than you may have thought. So pop megastar Katy Perry has closed the book on her four-year battle over a $15 million Montecito mansion, and the final chapter is a wild one. So back in 2020, 84-year-old veteran Carl Westcock sold her the home. Then he tried to undo the deal days later, claiming he'd been recovering from surgery and wasn't mentally capable of signing anything, which kicked off a courtroom saga. It has dragged on since 2020. A judge had already ruled that the sale was valid. The house is officially hers. But now in the latest twist, a California judge just ordered Westcott to pay Katy Perry just under $2 million for lost rental income and repairs she says were delayed during the fight. So the bottom line, Katy keeps the mansion. She gets nearly $2 million, and this Hollywood meets real estate soap opera is finally over. And finally this morning, if you believe all of the rags in the aisle when you go to check out like I do.
Oh, like that aliens are among us and they've been ducked. Yeah.
Megan Fox and MGK reportedly spent Thanksgiving together with their baby Saga in what they're saying is a much happier celebration. MGK has been making a huge effort, apparently, on himself, and the pair act like a couple, but they haven't put a label on it yet. Another source claims their daughter has brought them closer and strengthened their bond. Of course, Megan Fox and MGK welcomed Saga last year and then split just a few weeks later after having the kid.
And, you know, good for him if he's really working. I heard he's been sober for a while now.
Right.
Like, if he's actually working on himself and she wants to give it another try, then good for them.
It was probably the blood-injected turkey they had over the holidays that helped get them back together.
Well, they're soul flames, so. Or twin flames.
Twin soul
flames. They're some kind of flame.
What were they? I forget. Yeah, no, it was
twin flames.
It was twin flames.
Wearing each other's blood like Billy Bob and Angelina.
That was wild.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't cock a castle.
You can't do what?
You can't cock a castle.
We'll see.
No.
All right. Campy Kennedy, as always, sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Yeah.
Carson, say hello to Sandra from Topsfield.
Good morning, Sandra. We love your fare.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
As my friend Kennedy would say, living the dream.
Sandra is not alone, though, Carson. She brought back up.
Okay.
Lily and Ella are in the car with her on the way to school.
Oh, all right. Good morning, Lily. Good morning, Ella.
Good morning.
All right.
See, they're fired up. They want blood.
It's a little aggressive.
Okay. Can you ladies please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, ladies.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson this morning, you're going to get $100. He is now meandering off into that soundproof studio. Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
Okay, question number one. Some classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. What town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville.
And question number two. Nick Jonas is dropping a solo album called Sunday Best. That'll come out February 6th. Which movie franchise does Jonas play the character Seaplane McDonough in?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have no idea.
Okay, question number three. Johnny Cash's estate is taking Coca-Cola to court. They are saying that Coca-Cola misled fans by using a Johnny Cash sound-alike in a college football commercial. What animal has Coca-Cola famously used in their advertising since the 1920s?
Polar bear.
Katy Perry has been awarded $1.8 million in damages from a long real estate battle. Katy Perry is currently dating the former Canadian Prime Minister. Who is he?
Justin Trudeau.
And question number five. Britney Spears turns 44 today. Her breakout hit that brought her mainstream success was actually her debut single. Can you name that song?
Maybe One More Time.
Whew, okay. Let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Lily, Ella, what grade are you guys in?
I'm in ninth.
I'm in sixth.
Ninth and sixth. Good years. All how right, do you think your mom did?
Good. I think she did good.
You are both right. She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Hey, let's go. Let's go. Nice job.
Nice.
Very well done. Carson, are you ready to defend the castle?
Let's do it.
All right, question number one.
Yes.
Some classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
What town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville, Dan.
That is correct. All the Who's down in Whoville. 1-1. Nick Jonas is dropping a solo album called Sunday Best that comes out on February 6th. Which movie franchise does Jonas play the character Seaplane McDonough in?
Jumanji.
Jumanji is correct. And the Exhale. 2-1. Question number 3. Johnny Cash's estate is taking Coca-Cola to court. They're saying Coke misled fans by using a Johnny Cash sound-alike in a college football commercial.
Okay.
What animal has Coca-Cola famously used in their advertising since the 20s?
Oh, polar bears.
That is correct. 3-2.
Little-known fact, I dated the heiress to the Coca-Cola fortune in the sixth grade.
Wow, you fumbled that bag, huh?
I totally did. My mom was so mad. I'm like, Mom, we dated for 2 weeks. What are we doing here? I was in the sixth grade.
You could be on a yacht right now instead of looking at my face.
We used to go roller skating in her guest house. That's how big it was.
So many layers to your life. 3-2, question number 4. Katy Perry has been awarded a $1.8 million settlement in damages from a long real estate battle.
Mm-hmm.
Katy is currently dating the former Canadian Prime Minister. Who he?
Oh, Justin Trudeau.
That is correct.
Smart-looking man.
Mm-hmm. 4-3, question number 5. Britney Spears turns 44 today. Her breakout hit that brought her mainstream success was actually her debut single, so it wasn't a long climb for her.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that song?
Hit Me, Baby, One More Time. Or is it Oops, I Did It Again?
It's just Baby, One More Time.
Really?
Sandra got it right. 4-4.
I was just singing the song, Dan. It's a gift.
4-4. Carson still gets the win.
Nice job.
But Sandra, Ella, Lily, thank you guys for calling in, and we are not sending you away empty-handed.
No, you just won yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing December 6th through the 23rd at Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. You can buy tickets at comshakes.org, but you got a pair of those for free. Mom can drive you. You ladies go to the show, and she can sit in the parking lot and wait. Mom's like, I don't think that's happening, Carson.
All right, is there anything you ladies want to say to Carson before we leave here?
This is Sandra, Lily, and Ella from Topfield, and we cannot beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's actually out today. It's her. It's on her, man. It is on her. She's going to miss this deliciousness.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Where bad opinions come to die. One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. Producer Dan, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
What you got?
We got to stop gatekeeping new Christmas music.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
And we like a classic.
I'm over it, dude. So we decorated our Christmas tree Sunday night because it was December 1st. So I throw on like a YouTube playlist on the TV and just as we're decorating it to set the ambiance. And it's all just the same songs we've heard every year our entire lives from 65 years ago.
Yep.
And they're great. But it's stale. Like, the playlists are all the same.
There's a new song, Dan, from the 90s from Mariah Carey called All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's my next point. That's the last one we've let into, like, the classic lexicon, and that was 31 years ago. We got to let some new Christmas music into, like, our lives.
All right.
They release them every year.
We got to keep it short, Dan. Kennedy's not here.
I can talk as long as I want.
I'm going to say this out loud, and I say this with all the love in my heart, okay? Yeah. Don't take this the wrong way. But elderly drivers are the absolute worst. Okay?
Carson hates the elderly.
You are driving 45 miles an hour on 93 in the left hand, going to Thanksgiving dinner with your blinker on, and it is dangerous. It is dangerous for you. It is dangerous for me. Did you know that you don't have to get your driver's license checked but every 5 years, even if you're 80 years old? Do you know going from 80 to 85 years old, what that is in your lifespan and how your reaction time changes? I love you so much, but please drive Nana and Papa around. Quit making them drive when they're 85 years old.
A lot of them don't want to give up their independence.
I know it's a hard thing to say out loud, and I love you. I love grandparents, but please, for the love of God, let the kids drive you around.
Did you have an incident this week that spurned this?
It scared me. It really did. And when I passed them, I wanted to be so mad at them. And I looked at them and I just felt it's like sadness in my heart because they were the most adorable couple driving in the left lane 45 miles an hour on 93. And it was scary. I felt bad for them. Don't get mad at me. I love the elderly. Okay.
Kennedy said you have to be short.
Melissa from Westford, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
My hot take is that flavored seltzer is disgusting.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday.
I completely agree.
Everybody drinks it. Everyone drinks it. It's, you know, like even my teenage kids drink it, and it's, you know, because it's no calories. I would much rather give me a good old Coke with calories any day rather than have to choke down a seltzer water.
I'll take it one further.
What's that?
All seltzer is disgusting.
Oh my, what is
seltzer water sucks.
You guys hate America.
It's like, let's take water and then make it make you burp. Why are you putting carbonation in something that's natural and is 75% of the earth?
I love it so much. I can't get enough of it. There's normally three different brands in my refrigerator at all times.
Just drink water, you children.
And I feel like I'm the only one who doesn't like it because everybody around me drinks it and I don't understand.
Have you had Fresca, Melissa?
I have.
Fresca will change your mind. That is so delicious.
I just, yeah.
Stand on your hot take, Melissa.
All right. Thank you, Melissa, for that. We have Lisa from Quincy for Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Shorts, give them up.
What?
They look stupid. They don't look trendy. They don't look chic. You just look cold. And some wear sandals. Oh, no.
So you just mean because it's wintertime, stop wearing shorts or just in general?
Oh, no, they're fine for the summer.
Oh,
and
okay.
In the fall, maybe with some hot days. But not when it's cold. Yesterday, I saw three people with shorts on. One had sandals. No.
It's the most New England thing ever. Every kid that went to school here, there's always one kid at the bus stop in shorts and a hoodie when it was like 35 degrees.
And an iced regular.
And there's that guy who shovels in like basketball shorts and a Bruins jacket to show off his shamrock calf tattoo.
That's so good. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Let's see. Tuesday. Carson, elderly drivers of 55. No, I didn't say they were 55. I said they're 85. They were doing 55. They were doing 45, actually. On 93 South, Dan. Hot Take from the 617. Show is better when all three of you are together, but show is way better when Carson is out versus Kennedy. At least it doesn't go off the rails as much.
Well, that is true. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're doing the best we can here.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to come to your job and critique you later on today.
Yeah. It's just two people doing this whole thing. We're
hot
trying.
Take Tuesday, Dan. We suck.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Well, it's not a hot take to say we ride her coattails.
From the 978, Carson would like seltzer water. It's disgusting.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right, 617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. If you want to comment on our hot takes, Lisa says shorts, put them away for the season. Producer Dan, he says we got to stop gatekeeping new Christmas music.
Yeah, it's the same five songs from when TV was in black and white. We got to let some new stuff in.
And I say, with all the love in my heart, we got to stop letting mom and pop up drive in their 90s. Okay, let's start driving them around. Let's stop issuing them driver's license, please. It's dangerous for all of us. I just saw a story the other day. 90-year-old person drove into a coffee shop, just right into a coffee shop. 90 years old, and I think they were hammered too. This thing was alcohol involved. Like, let mom and pop drink. We don't need them driving too. Let's see. Ashley, Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning. What do you have?
Good morning. First, I want to say my husband would love your hot take. Okay. He believes after a certain age that they should get tested every year and do a road test to actually see if they can do drive.
Yeah, they don't have to do the road test either, Dan. They just have to pass an eye exam
or something
like that. So what is your hot take?
My hot take is public bathrooms should no longer have automatic flushers. No one pays attention to it. I don't need to see your bodily function. And half the time, the sensor doesn't even work or flushes at the wrong time.
I love those things. You don't have to touch it. It just does it. That's nice.
Hey, if people, though, are washing their hands after going to the bathroom, you don't need them. You're getting rid of the germs right after.
Not having to touch it is absolutely a plus.
Yeah.
But sometimes the sensor's crazy and it flushes like four times while you're sitting on it still. And you're and you're getting splashed. And you're like, this isn't what I'm looking for. So I can see both sides.
We always end up in the bathroom on this show. Every single time. By the way, Kennedy is out today. Thank you for that, Ashley. Michelle, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
People who are in a drive-through line pay for all their food and then put it in park, pass out all the food, open all the straws with a line of 20 behind them.
Oh, say it louder.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Move. Tuesday. Get out the way.
Am I okay to just check my order, Michelle? Can I have a moment just to check to make sure they didn't forget something?
You can check, but then get the hell out of the way.
Okay.
This is Boston. We're all busy.
Karen, Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your hot take?
So, I love you guys. But this morning, Carson, when you were doing the news with LaToya, I was like, let that poor woman speak. You are interrupting her all the time.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson is a mansplainer and he hates the elderly.
And I'm a big interrupter also, so I am guilty. But I was just like, what is she saying? Carson?
Yes, I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, you're so petty. You're so petty.
Love you, Karen. Matt is from Charlestown. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. My hot take, and I have three kids within 5 years of each other, so I have experience in this, is that if you have two kids that are stroller-aged, and you get a double-wide stroller instead of a vertical stack stroller, you are a selfish jerk.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Wait, why are they selfish jerks?
Because you can't, especially in the city, you can't walk down the sidewalk against a double-wide stroller. I got to go in the street now so you can have, your kids can drive in the stroller equivalent of an Escalade.
I got to tell you, I have twins that are older. And when the twins were little, Dan, we bought a stroller that was long. So one baby sat in the front and the other, daughter sat in the back.
Oh, so you had like a stretch stroller.
Exactly. So you didn't take up the whole sidewalk or when you're walking to the mall or the grocery store or whatever. We were nice enough people, Matt. I like this hot take. That's a really good one.
Salt of the earth.
Well, you're from God's country. You understand.
Oh, my God. That's going to be my next hot take. People from Charlestown are obnoxious about being from Charlestown.
Carrie, Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your hot take?
Well, I just wanted to say that I agree with Carson about the drivers. I also think that part of it is because we have a crappy system, like a public transit system.
Yes.
And we don't take care of our elderly. So if they don't have keys, they can't get to appointments. Not everyone has kids to drive them around. And
no, you're right.
You know, anywhere you live that has good public transit is too expensive for unemployed elderly folks to live.
I know my mother-in-law used to use that system they have, like the Ride, I think it's called. And, you know, sometimes they wouldn't show up. It wouldn't come on time. It wasn't reliable. And so she was forced to drive sometimes when she didn't want to. So you're definitely right about that. Well, thanks.
Yeah, and it would be great for the rest of us, too.
It would be much safer for all of us. Yes, Dan, did you have a text you wanted
to read? Oh, yeah, just from the 617. Hot Take Tuesday.
Yes.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
I'm done fighting about that. You guys win.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Just learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Yes.
Carson.
Yes.
Say hello to Lisa from Needham.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's good to have you on the show this morning.
I'm so excited.
You sound excited. Can you use that excitement to kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Lisa.
You too.
Go on, get 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, we are going to give you $100. We can't play for the $1,000 because Sal says absolutely not when Kennedy's not here. He does not trust us. But there's nothing wrong with the crispy Ben Franklin.
That's right.
Lisa, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Simon Cowell is sorry he was such a jerk in his early years as a reality TV judge, but he says then again, the upside is that it made the shows really popular worldwide. Which show is he referring to that brought him fame in America where he played an extra harsh judge?
American Idol.
Question number two. Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia has now spent 8 weeks as the number one song in the country. That puts it at a tie for her personal best. With this 2022 song, can you name it?
2022.
Yep.
Oh, shoot. My daughter would know the answer to this.
Thank you for saying shoot, and I need an answer.
We're never getting back together.
All right. Question number three. Many classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And one of the most well-known quotes from Elf, Buddy says, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is what?
Is to sing for all to hear.
And question number four, this singer turns 44 today. Take a listen to this song and then name her. Who does that song?
I'm guessing Sia.
All right. And question number five. 28 years ago today in 1997, Boston classic Goodwill Hunting had its world premiere. The movie stars Matt Damon as a genius young janitor at which local college?
That would be Harvard.
All right. Let's get Carson back.
No, it's MIT. It's MIT. Darn.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back. Everything go okay while I was gone? Yeah, fine. All right. Okay.
You know what, Lisa? I'm going to give you the last one.
What?
Because it's not my money.
Oh, thank you.
She changed it at the buzzer.
Okay.
She changed it at the buzzer, and it's not my money. I don't
see care. When you're sitting in that chair, Dan, it changes all the rules of the game, doesn't it?
Carson, Lisa from Needham heading to work. She got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Nice job, Lisa.
You were real close to another one, but you missed a word, and I can't give it to you.
Oh, darn.
All right. Are you ready?
I believe so.
Simon Cowell is sorry he was such a jerk in his early years as a reality TV judge, but he says then again, the upside had made the show really popular worldwide. What show was he referring to that brought him to fame where he was a really harsh judge?
American Idol.
That is correct, 1-1. Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia has now spent 8 weeks as the number one song in the country.
Okay.
That ties her personal best record with this song from 2022 that also spent 8 weeks at number one.
That'll get a hint of any kind?
It was from 2022 and it spent 8 weeks at number one. That is the hint.
2022, 8 weeks at number one. I'm not sure which song that is, Dan. I'm sorry.
Antihero.
Oh, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yep.
Okay, I got you.
1-1 going into question number
we
three.
We had so many albums and songs there for like 24 months from
she
Taylor.
She is prolific. That's
she
a
is.
Fact.
Yep.
Question number three. Many classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Because we run out of ideas.
In one of the most well-known quotes from Elf, Buddy says the best way to spread Christmas cheer is what?
Singing loud for all to hear.
That is it. Singing loud for all to hear. You missed a word. 2-1 for
oh,
Carson.
Darn.
Bah humbug, Dan.
I just gave her the fifth. What do you guys want from me? I'm only a man. 2-1 question number four. This singer turns 44 today. Take a listen to this song, which reached number one, and name the singer.
Man, in the 2000s, it sounded like she had a hit on the radio every 7 minutes. Nelly Furtado.
It is Nelly Furtado. 3-1. Question number five. 28 years ago today in 1997, Good Will Hunting had its world premiere.
Okay.
The movie stars Matt Damon as a genius young janitor in which local college?
He is at... Oh, jeez.
Bunker Hill Community College.
Bunker Hill Community, God's country. is it Harvard or MIT? I think it's. Oh my God! I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say MIT.
No, that's correct. Everyone always defaults to Harvard, but it's MIT.
Yeah.
4-3. Carson gets the win.
Wow.
We must protect this house.
Look at that.
Lisa, unfortunately, we can't give you sales money, but we really appreciate you calling in and playing. You got fun energy.
Thank you.
What would you like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Lisa from Needham, and I can't conquer Carson.
Oh, I love that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you recognize that arrangement?
No.
That is Mozart's Sleigh Ride from Boston Pops with Arthur Fiedler conducting.
You want to know a good thing about this piece?
Yes.
It's not actually by Mozart. It's by Mozart's dad.
Is it really?
Leopold Mozart.
I stand corrected.
And you thought you were smart because you had the answer in front of you.
I did. Cool. So Kennedy is out today, and we have the maestro himself from the Boston Pops celebrating 30 years, Keith Lockhart. Good morning, Keith.
Yoy.
Wow.
30 years.
I know. You've been swinging that wand around for a while. Your rotator cuff hurt
arm
yet?
Arm is tired, yes. Arm is very tired. Rotator cuff is shot.
Is that something that happens with conductors, finely tuned athletes?
It is. I mean, some conductors end up with rotator cuff surgery. I mean, the thing is that, you're basically throwing pitches. You get the same injuries that a pitcher does, but the difference is, of course, that people say, well, you're not throwing 100 miles an hour.
Right.
No, but you're throwing 10,000 pitches a day, and you're not, you don't retire at 32 either. So,
right. And you're doing a lot of shows as you get into the holidays as well. You're probably living
the most wonderful time of the year. We're looking at the front end of a juggernaut that includes probably all told close to 50 concerts, 42 plus in Symphony Hall of the Holiday Pops concert, the Kids Matinees, a special new Pops Brunch offering this year.
Okay.
Plus a few tour shows. We're in Providence and Manchester,
right,
and Worcester and Lowell. And after the holidays, we're coming back to do Elf, the entire movie screened on our high def screen with the score played wonderfully by the Boston Pops, and Charlie Brown Christmas live in concert also on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Seth MacFarlane doing New Year's Eve.
So that's going to be
awesome. Is that all?
That's it. Nothing else.
And then you rest like Santa on December 26th?
I do, yes.
BostonPops.org, by the way, for all the info and tickets. Producer Dan brought this up earlier this morning on the show. Why do we gatekeep when it comes to Christmas music and holiday classics? Why is it so hard to break through with a holiday classic? The last big hit was from the 90s with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think maybe it's because, Christmas for many of us is a closely guarded tradition. Mm-hmm. And letting something into the canon is tough.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, there was a time when you think about back into the 50s and like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and things, there were probably 10 or so things that went into the canon in a very short period of time. But now it's few and far between. But I have to say, we do All I Want for Christmas Is You.
You do?
Yes.
It's a crowd pleaser.
It is a
crowd pleaser. Every single time.
I guess the people going.
What other ones do you guys do?
Well, let me see. Of that currency, nothing, but a lot of them recast in really cool ways.
Oh, okay.
Some things that kind of take a nod toward Mannheim Steamroller and that sort of approach to Christmas music. And but it is the most recent thing that's gone into the Pops canon, and we're looking for new submissions. I can tell you a couple things we won't do.
Okay.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas.
Justice for Paul McCartney.
I know, right?
Hey, I love Paul McCartney, but that song.
It's just not for you.
So 30 years as the Maestro of the Pops is an incredible run. Did you ever think it would last this long, and how has it changed?
Two great questions. The first one is, I knew when I came here this was a long-term commitment. Mm-hmm. It's not the kind of thing that you do for a couple of years and then say, I wonder what else is out there.
Right.
I tell people joking, I say, stuck in a dead-end job, but it's a dead-end job because it's an amazing job. When I was 35, I don't think anybody thinks about what they're going to do almost that much time in their life again after that. And as to what's changed, it's really simple, and I'm sure it resonates with you guys. When I came to Boston in 1995, I didn't have an email address or a cell phone.
Wow.
And that has so many implications for the way that people receive entertainment. But at the end of the day, what we still do is kind of what you guys do. I mean, you guys, people tune in to listen to you talk live on the air and set up music and things like that. It can't really be automated, and live performance can't either.
Has AI?
That's my sermon.
AI infiltrated
only
your industry?
In music production and more on the commercial side of things, because most of the reason people attend classical music concerts is to see the sausage being made, if you will.
Nobody wants a robot in the third chair.
No.
Keith, we have a lot of parents of kids who might have autism or just sensory issues. And one of my favorite things that the Pops does every year is the sensory-friendly show. Can you talk about why it's important for you guys to do that and how that show is different and more inclusive?
I can. It's really a wonderful tradition that we kicked off shortly before the pandemic, so late, 2017, 2018.
Right.
And I didn't really understand the need at that point. We had a bunch of people with obviously more perceptive than I am who convinced us that we needed to do this. And from the first moment we did that first concert, I realized why we did it. Mm-hmm. We did it because not only are we, addressing a need and giving something to some people who have some very profound things to deal with,
right,
but also to their families who also have some very profound things to do with. And something that will never leave me was a mother coming up with her family, and they had an older adult son who was obviously heavily had a very effective big challenges,
right,
in dealing in mainstream society. And she said, "This is the most amazing thing because we never get to go anywhere as a family where we feel that we are welcome."
Hmm. Wow.
And I thought, wow, every holiday season feeling like you've been shunted off because you have people in your family who see the world differently and react to it differently.
Mm.
And we thought at the beginning we had all these doctors consulting and, where should the light levels be? And we still try to avoid, jump scares in the concert. But we've basically figured out that what it's about is just letting people be who they are, and it being a no judgment zone sort of thing. And so you have people dancing along, you have people singing along, you have people yelling,
That's just so good.
Everybody's cool with it because everybody knows what those people are dealing with.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you coming in.
It's Saturday, by the way, the 6th.
Saturday, December 6th. Okay.
Is that concert.
Yeah, bostonpops.org. If you need any information, you want to find out about tickets. Keith Lockhart from the Pops, 30 years with the Boston Pops. Congratulations on that. Bostonpops.org, again, is the website, bostonpops.org. Happy holidays.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
Ice that rotator cuff.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I got to tell you, I got a really funny text from my son Barrett yesterday.
Okay.
"Just finished. That was the worst thing I've ever done in my life."
That sounds dramatic right off the rip.
Right off the rip. So yesterday, Barrett went to his first wrestling practice.
Oh, then he's not being dramatic. That was probably awful. Those kids work so hard.
I had no idea what we were getting into with this. And so, as we've talked about ad nauseum, he plays lacrosse, he's a goalie, and one of his coaches said, Barrett, you would really benefit in the off season from wrestling if you can get in at school. It's great training, it just teaches you a lot about body control and positioning and strength conditioning. And so we talked about it. He really didn't want to do it, but eventually he came to the conclusion that he might want to try and play lacrosse in college, and this would be helpful to him.
Coach says it's going to help.
Right. So it's been kind of a grind to get him to even find out where practices are happening, where the meetings are, all of these things. We've had to grind to get him to do all of this stuff because he hasn't really been into it. And then yesterday morning during the show at 6 a.m., he texts me on the way to school and says, "I got a text from one of the guys on the team that says, if I don't have my wrestling shoes, don't even come to practice today. And it's the first day of practice." And so I texted him back. I was like, "I will be going right to Dick's Sporting Goods after the show this morning, and I will drop you off some brand new wrestling shoes at school today." So as soon as the show was over and I left here, went right to Dick's, had to get a quick education on wrestling shoes because you know what I know nothing about, Dan?
Wrestling?
Or wrestling shoes.
I know a lot about ladder matches, Hulk Hogan wrestling.
Completely different.
I don't know a lot about amateur wrestling.
Yeah, so I did. I'm talking to the guy there. I'm like, "All right, I got a kid. He's this age. He's this. He's that." He's like, "All right, get these here. These are very popular." So he said it was the hardest thing he's ever done. And the funny part was, I guess, the things you don't realize or know about wrestling, and it was freaking my wife out. First of all, the ringworm of it all, I guess, is a thing in wrestling. Because you're wrestling around half-dressed, sweaty.
You're wearing those things on your ears a lot.
Yes. You got the headgear you got to wear. He's got to wear the mouth guard because he's got the braces. They don't wear a lot of clothes. They got to wear a singlet when they wrestle or whatever. And yesterday was the first day he did it. And he said, "Dad, it was the craziest thing I've ever done, but I absolutely love it." He's like, "I'm a wrestler now." I was like,
I mean, that's good. You see a guy at the bar with cauliflower ear, you don't have to mess with that guy.
And Lana was not happy about that. She's like, by the time he got done telling us about all the things, it was 2.5 hours, Dan. They practice for 2.5 hours, 5 days a week.
That's a full time. But when do they do their homework?
He got home last night, and it was almost 7 o'clock, and he came right home and had to go right to do his homework and have dinner. I mean, it's a grind.
I feel like the 15-year-old kid shouldn't be the busiest person in the house, but...
And he's got his first match in 2 weeks.
That doesn't feel like enough time to learn how to wrestle.
Well, I think you compete against the level of kids in your...
I mean, he gets a kid who's been wrestling since he's been 8.
No.
It's going to be a long day at the office.
No.
I didn't know my foot could go behind my ear.
No, I think they compete against other kids. For him, anyway. Yeah. He'll compete against other kids. Or he'll get his ass kicked from here to wherever.
Also a good learning experience. I'm just saying. Maybe humble him in the house a little bit.
I'm just saying. Or he's going to learn how to kick my ass, and I don't know if I like that either.
Oh, yeah, your days are numbered as the leader of the Lion Pack here.
Oh, he was already teaching me how to do like a sweep, drag, leg, drop, knee thing. And I was like, nope.
Simba takes over for Mufasa one day in every household.
It's going to happen by Christmas.
You better learn an ankle lock. Anyway. Get on YouTube tutorials. So defend yourself.
We're now wrestlers, Dan.
Good for him. I think that's going to be awesome for him and his self-confidence.
I think it is. Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. It's just a whole world, another whole world we know nothing
about. Now you get to go to wrestling meets on the weekends, too.
Right, exactly.
What do you want, free time?
No, absolutely not.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, that's messed up.
Don't even try, homeboy.
Did I forget to put the other one in?
You sure did.
She's going to school, you
sorry about that.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Well, she's here in spirit.
But man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Carson.
Yes.
Say hello to Becca from your favorite town of Reading.
Hey, the best of all Reddings is Reading.
I agree.
Good morning, Becca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Let's do the damn thing.
Becca, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
I would love to. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course, Becca. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Felicia. 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson, we are going to give you $100. It's Sal's money. We don't care. I hope you win. Are you ready?
Thank you. I am.
Netflix has released U-Log videos based on K-pop Demon Hunters, Wednesday, and Stranger Things. What is the hit song from K-pop Demon Hunters that topped the charts this year?
Golden.
And question number 2, Burger King announced a SpongeBob SquarePants-inspired menu, including SpongeBob's Krabby Whopper, Mr. Krabs' Cheesy Bacon Tots, and Patrick's Starberry Shortcake Pie. Who is always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
Plankton.
Oh, you're plugged in. Let's go. Question number 3, Charlie Puth turns 34 today. His biggest hit is See You Again from Fast and Furious 7. That spent 12 weeks at number 1. Which rapper featured on that song with him?
Oh, no, I know this. I'm never going to forgive myself the next time I listen to that song. This is wrong, but I'm going to go MGK.
And question number 4. PETA is asking the rock band Alice in Chains to temporarily change their name to Betty in Chains to raise awareness for a depressed circus elephant. What does PETA stand for?
This is the first time I realized I have no idea.
Oh, well, there you go. Something to stew on. Question number 5.
Animal advocates, I know that.
Lucy Liu turns 57 today. She was one of Charlie's Angels in the 2000s movie franchise. Who are the other 2 angels?
Oh, my God. I've never seen it. I do not know.
Well, that would make it tough to answer. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
So, Becca, I understand you work at a branding agency. What does that mean?
I do. So we develop displays, promotional material, swag, and merch. Mainly beverage industry, but any company that may need their logo on a product.
What beverages
First Grow
do you guys
branding.
Do?
Oh, we do a whole lot. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to discuss my clients, but a lot of big names.
Cool.
And a lot of small names.
All right.
And anything in between.
All right.
Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Becca the Brander got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5? Okay.
Yes.
That's not
you
bad.
Know what? I'll take it.
All right.
Suddenly forget everything I've ever known.
It happens. When the lights are on, I get it.
Question number one, Carson.
Yes.
Netflix has released U-Log videos based on K-pop Demon Hunters, Wednesday, and Stranger Things.
Okay.
What is the hit song from K-pop Demon Hunters that topped the charts this year?
Golden.
We're going up, up, up. 1-1. Burger King announced the SpongeBob SquarePants-inspired menu, including SpongeBob's Krabby Whopper, Mr. Krabs Cheesy Bacon Tots, and Patrick's Starberry Shortcake.
Okay.
Get it. Mm. Who is always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
That's Plankton.
That is Plankton. sit with me long enough, you'll absorb it. 2-2. Question number three. Charlie Puth turns 34 today. His biggest hit is See You Again from Fast and Furious 7. That's
Charles Puth, Dan.
Well, I call him Charlie because we're buds. Which rapper featured on that song with him?
See You Again, Fast and Furious. Is that Wiz Khalifa? Hey.
Sure, that's a loud ding. 3-2, question number four.
That's what she said.
PETA is asking the rock band Alice in Chains to temporarily change their name to Betty in Chains to raise awareness for a depressed circus elephant. What does PETA stand for?
Hold on. Can you repeat that question?
Sure, I'll give you
the
setup again.
That's like the saddest thing I've ever heard.
PETA is asking the rock band Alice in Chains.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still alive?
No, they're not all still alive, but okay. I think they're still around.
Oh, gotcha.
Is asking them to temporarily change their name to Betty in Chains to raise awareness for a depressed circus elephant.
Oh, that is sad.
What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That is correct. I did know that.
But I bet the members of Alice in Chains woke up this morning and wasn't expecting that email in their inbox.
No, I get it. You want to bring some publicity, but it just hurts my heart to think there's a depressed elephant.
Well, the circus has, you know, been known for not treating their animals great for a long time.
Hugh Jackman should write them a letter.
I agree. Hugh Jackman could save all of this in a minute.
We need, like...
The Greatest Showman.
I know. It's my favorite movie.
We need to, like, let them watch K-pop Demon Hunters. That will cheer up the sad elephants.
Well, they need to let the elephant go, probably, would cheer it up more than K-pop. But
right.
4-2. We're getting distracted. Yeah. Question 5. Lucy Liu turns 57 today. She was one of Charlie's Angels in the 2000s movie franchise.
Okay.
Who are the other two?
Okay, so Lucy Liu and then Cameron Diaz. Can't forget that was the one where they danced around in underwear, right? Drew Barrymore.
There it is.
Yes.
5-2. Carson gets the win. Wow. He protects Sal's money like the corporate shilly is.
That's awful. I don't know what I'm doing here. I need to be losing all of this money.
Becca, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do really appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. This is so fun.
What do you want to say to Carson?
I'm Becca from Reading, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Let me step out of the way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.